G'day, Mossy. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, Middo, the host of Big Sports Breakfast. How are you?
Mate, going very well, especially after Liverpool just edged ever so closer to securing that league title after crushing Crystal Palace this morning.
And do you want me to crystal ball it for you, Middo?
Go for gold.
Here's the crystal ball. Manchester City will beat Chelsea tomorrow morning. Liverpool will go to Manchester City next Friday night, the 3rd of July, and they will win the title there.
Against City.
Against City.
It'd be nice.
And then the aim is with 21 more points up for grabs to smash Manchester City's record points haul last season and get well over the 100-point mark.
We'll take that. We'll take that for sure.
There's a crystal ball for you, mate. I don't know what the odds are, but I'm sure it'll be a juicy bet.
We'll take them. I want to ask you as well about Arsenal, because David Luiz has signed a new one-year deal there at Arsenal. And I've got to say, looking at Arsenal fans on social media, they're not overly enamoured with it. What's wrong there at Arsenal?
I don't know. It's very hard to put your finger on, because if you watch his last performance, obviously he came off, so he was dropped, he was benched, then he came off the bench, gave away a penalty and got red carded. And then at the end of the game did a post-match interview, which basically he put his hand up all his fault, and then the headlines were never to play for Arsenal again. A few days later, he signs a contract extension. So it's the wonderful, wacky world of the EPL. But he's not popular with Arsenal fans, that goes without saying. It's a strange move. And Mikel Arteta is under enormous pressure, I think, because, you know, before a ball was kicked post-coronavirus, he said that the longer Arsenal go without Champions League, the more damage it's doing to the club. And certainly their first-up performance against Manchester City didn't instill any confidence that they are headed towards the top four and Champions League.
This time tomorrow, Mossy, we're hoping that we've won the bid for the Women's World Cup. It's pretty much done, isn't it?
Well, Loz, I know you'll be up for that announcement at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, watching it live on TV. But look, once bitten, twice shy, and we've been bitten more than once. So until it's done, it's not done. Everything is pointing towards the Trans-Tasman bid with New Zealand and Australia getting the green light for 2023. It'll be the first time a World Cup is ever hosted across two confederations, which is Oceania and Asian Football Confederation. And the bid is hugely impressive. It ticks every box. So if we don't get up, there will be uproar, but we've been there, done that. So let's just keep everything crossed. I think it'll be a massive, massive, I know that's stating the obvious, but a massive shot in the arm for sport in this country, particularly football and particularly women's football, but not just women's football. I think this is a massive event that will really put us on the map in the round ball code.
What time of the year are they expecting to play it, Mossy?
It'll be June, July. August, within those 3 months, usually June, July. So, it's a good time of the year for us. And obviously, this goes into another debate we're having at the moment about the A-League season going to winter. You know, that will pit us against the other codes. Obviously, your code, Loz, in rugby league and AFL and rugby union. So, it's all hands to the pump for that one. That'll be really intriguing.
Now, the A-League clubs are back training.
They are, Mido, and I met with the coaches last night on our fortnightly Zoom call for the Coaches Association. They're all, you can see the life back in their faces, being back on the pitch and the smell of the liniment and the balls on the grass. And it's good. I mean, look, it's not perfect. It's not a perfect world post-coronavirus, but everyone is pulling their weight to get their teams fit for kickoff at the moment in that hub situation, but that could change with borders reopening if they do. But certainly the coaches are pumped, and they didn't go a day without working around the clock to keep their teams engaged and motivated for when they got back on the grass. And from all reports, the players are very hungry to resume the season.
What's your Premier League multi this weekend?
Mate, I'm going to keep it quick for you, Loz. Arsenal into Man City tomorrow morning. Paying around the $5.80 mark, I think.
$4.86.
So we'll go to $5 mark.
Beautiful. That's Arsenal into Manchester City. to beat Chelsea and Arsenal to beat Southampton. Mossy, great to talk to you as always, mate.
You have a great day, boys. Good on you.